Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
It's Barbecue Nation with JT on a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Now here's JT on FM News 101.
Hey, welcome everybody to your Saturday afternoon audio protein injection. That would be Barbecue Nation. I am JT. And do you ever think about going back to school, maybe a specialty course or two? Well, today on The Nation, we have just the thing for you in your barbecue educational needs. It's Stu McMullen. He's the head honcho up at the Northwest Barbecue and Grilling School in Vancouver. They have schools in other cities, too. He is going to be joining us here in a minute. We also have David Shurtleff, who's riding the slides for us today, and Miss Kayleen is making one last rare appearance in the studio. We're going to do some open fire stuff, as you might say. Music today is the Eagles, and that's in memory of Glenn Frey. I first saw the Eagles in 1972. I was 4 years old. But anyway, you're going to hear a little of their music today. So let's get going here. I'd like to welcome to the show Stu McMullen. Like I said, he is the boss hog up there at the barbecue Northwest Barbecue and Grilling School. How are you, buddy?
Hey, good, thanks.
So what prompted you to ever put a school together?
A bad bottle of bourbon.
Okay, well, that's it for this show.
That's it. Bad bottle of bourbon sitting with some of my buddies, and they said, you know, we were at a tavern, and they said, you know, I'd really like to learn how to grow well, and I'd been out in the circuit for a while, so I said, okay, guys, that's it. Saturday morning, come on over. And that was the start.
That was the start. Now, had you done competition before that a little bit?
I'd done quite a bit, probably about 10 years flying around the country and never had my own team, but I'd go to St. Louis, you meet some team of 10, they're a great group of guys. Next time you see them, they're in Louisiana, they're a team of four, so you'd work for them.
Sure.
Guys in Louisiana. So I had a ball. I learned from some really fun stuff.
You just kind of did that pro bono, though, I mean, to learn or
absolutely
apprentice type thing?
Absolutely.
Okay, so you get back, you got the bad bourbon going, they show up on Saturday morning. What did you decide to teach them, first off?
First off, everybody ruins steak and salmon, so that's where we started.
Yeah.
We started with the salmon, because everybody overcooks it. When's it done? How's it done? They try to get the grill marks on it, and I just laugh, and I say, let's forget the grill marks, let's go for taste.
I was going to say, do you ever think grill marks are overrated?
Grill marks are overrated.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Now, in your schools, which, as you said, run from, what, March to the end of October?
Yes, locally, yes.
Okay. And then you have schools in Phoenix and Seattle and
yes,
somewhere else.
Yeah. What do we tell people is when you're done with the rain, come down to Phoenix because we're open now. We're open from October through March in Phoenix.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Gets a little warm in the summertime there.
A little hot.
Yeah. First day I went to work down there when I was a kid, it was 117 degrees. And we were working outside, so that wasn't very good. Anyway, so your school, do you have specialty courses? I mean, do you have gas grilling, charcoal, pellets, or do you cover all that? Kind of give us the general overview, and then we can get some specifics out here.
We have our basic class, which is what we call the 101 class, and that's mm-hmm. one that people see more often because you'll see it on Living Social, you'll see it on Groupon, you'll see it on different promotions throughout the Pacific Northwest. And that's our basic class. It's a six-hour class. It typically runs from 10 o'clock until 4 o'clock on a Saturday or a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And in that class, we cover the basics. So if you've bought a new smoker, you bought a new pellet grill, you've got charcoal, you've got a gas grill, you come in and we basically go over the basics. Perfect.
That's good.
Yeah. Give me a shot of rubber and I'll straighten that one
okay.
out. So We go over all the basics, and it's a phenomenal class, and the people definitely improve their barbecuing and smoking skills when they've walked out of there, because a lot of people have bought new smokers here recently.
Sure.
And they they had a little tough time. And so we walk them through how to do it correctly. So we do the pulled porks, we do the briskets, we smoke some pork tenderloins. Then we get over to the charcoal. We use the big green egg. So we teach people how to set up their charcoal, right? How to burn right. And then we use some gas grill stuff.
Very good. I like that. You've obviously been successful at it, or you wouldn't continue to do it.
I think the people like eating. In that particular class, we have two big meals, and so the people get to eat their homework.
Oh, there you go. That works great. Did it take you a while to put this, if you will, the curriculum together, not the cooking skills, but to know what to do for these folks when they come in? Like, I'm assuming you get a lot of questions like I do. I have a problem with my gas grill, or, again, salmon, when do you know it's done? Do you cook it skin side down or whatever? You get all these little pings, boom, 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 on cooking and barbecue questions continually. And then so how did you develop that?
Well, what I did is I spent a lot of money and went to a lot of other people's classes around the country. You have Steve Reichlin's class.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little $3,200 class for 3 days. It goes from 9 till noon down in West Virginia. So I took Steve Reichlin, who was Mr. Gas Guru, a guy who had probably still has the best barbecue and grilling colored books for gas grilling people on the market.
Oh, yeah. He was here last week, or he was on the show last week, and he'll be back in June 2nd and 3rd.
Was he? No, he's phenomenal guy. So that was about 12 years ago. And one of the things that I learned at his class was I didn't like it. I liked him, but it wasn't a hands-on class. So the first thing I learned is if we're going to do a class, it's got to be hands-on, because a lot of people were looking at his class. And I say looking, they were looking at what he was doing, but I have an education background.
Sure.
So what I did is I took and I used several of his recipes and concepts in our class. And then you have Myron Mixon, who's probably one of the greatest rib guys in the country. So, you take one of Myron Mixon classes for about $800 for a weekend, and you kind of bring back some of his ideas. And so I probably took about 14 or 15 different classes from around the country. And then when we started, and this goes back to about 1996, 98, year 2000, kind of been through there, we took their concepts and then ran them through a couple of three different classes where in my other business I brought people in who knew that they wanted to become better barbecue and grilling people. So I brought them in as guinea pigs.
Okay.
And we'd put them through the class and say, okay, I want to do this in 6 hours. So we saw kind of what worked and what didn't. And then we finally came up with what has worked extremely well for the last 4 or 5 years.
And I'm assuming it's a very fluid thing that you always are changing, maybe from year to year. You find things that work and then maybe little things that didn't work as well.
Not much on the basic class, because what we learn in the basic class is like going to kindergarten for the first time. Very few people are aware of cooking temperatures. So we go, wait a second, guys, we've got to, let's start here. And when you ask the question, all right, guys, when is a steak medium well? When is a steak rare? Everybody kind of looks at you. You know, when is a pork tenderloin done? So we actually started through the basics. At what temperature is a salmon done? When's a halibut done? How do we get grill marks on a bacon-wrapped scallop? And so we go through all of those basics, and people pick up a tremendous amount of knowledge in that initial class.
Oh, cool. Very good. We got to take a break here in a minute, but I want to talk to you about something. It's actually one of our sponsors, but Bear Mountain Forest Products, they do the pellets for, you know, your Traeger, your Black Olive, your whatever, your Max, you know, your Memphis, whatever you're going to do, they've got the stuff for it. And it's, you know why it's so good, there's two?
You know why it's really good? I do, because we use them.
Yeah, I use them too.
They don't explode during the wet weather.
They don't explode, and they don't use really any artificial stuff that leaves resins and foul tastes and things like that. It's really good stuff.
It's phenomenal stuff.
Yeah, it's really good. We've had them on here before, and they happen to sponsor the show, but I really like them. And the most important thing, though, I think, is the flavor. I've seen how they're made. I took a tour of the plant, and like you say, they don't explode in the wet weather.
Well, and accessibility. Cash and carry, locally. Everybody can pick them up at Cash and Carry. We love Bear Mountain pellets.
Yep, they're terrific like that. How many, real quick before we go to break, How many pellet stoves do you use in your? They've kind of been, you know, they kind of went up, they kind of down, and now they're kind of making a resurgence, if you will.
We have at least 3 to 5 per location.
Really? And do you find that people want to use those more than gas or the charcoal?
Well, especially the retired people down in Phoenix who have never smoked, and they get into smoking, they don't want to be looking for lumber.
Okay. We're going to take a break here on Barbecue Nation. We're going to be back with Stu McMullen from the Northwest Barbecue and Grilling School. I might have to come take a class from you. We'll be back in a minute.
It's full-flavored radio, Barbecue Nation with JT on FM News 101.
Welcome back to the nation. This would be Barbecue Nation here on KXL and the Radio Northwest Network. We've got Stu McMullen with us from the Northwest Barbecue and Grilling School. I want to tell you something about that is going on tonight out in Canby. Woohoo! If you have nothing to do, I would recommend this. It's the Canby FFA Alumni Western Dinner and Auction. It's out at the fairgrounds right there on 99E. Doors open at 5, dinner's at 6:30. Costs $25, but they have a silent and a live auction. All proceeds go to support the Canby FFA. I'm going to tell you a couple things that they've got. I know this will surprise Stu here. They've got a Traeger barbecue. How about that? It's a tailgater with a stand. They also have some blazer tickets. They've got a Liberty gun safe. That's kind of cool. They've got a Troy walk-behind mower. They've got an Eagle Crest weekend with a car rental. That includes some golf, I believe. Now, that's something I would, like, bid on. I probably don't need another barbecue or smoker. My back porch is kind of full, but that's okay. Anyway, oh, and they've got a crabbing trip down at the beach. So that's the Canby FFA Alumni Western Dinner and Auction. That is tonight, Saturday, 23rd, at the Clackamas County Fairgrounds. Doors open at 5. So be there. It's a cool thing. Stu McMullen, Northwest Barbecue and Grilling School in Vancouver. You have some other guys that work with you. I saw it on your website. Yeah, do they work with you in Vancouver, or are they at your other schools?
They basically run the Vancouver organization. Garrett Hoopman, a lot of people have seen him around. What do they call that? The Northwest Gas Home Show.
Oh, the home shows, yeah.
During the summer,
yeah.
Where they have the cooking demonstrations and so forth.
Right.
That's Garrett.
Okay.
Garrett kind of heads up and keeps me in shape in the local Northwest, and I kind of overview it, but he makes a lot of the suggestions and gives directions where we head and is in product development, so he's developed a lot of the other classes that we offer.
Sure.
And when he's busy or out doing some catering gigs, we've got 4 or 5 other teachers that can step in with different personalities. So you
Oh, cool. Now, is your school something where somebody could come and you could kind of do the school, but they could help, but then you can also do a social gathering? Is that possible for people? Or?
Well, we're very specific. We're not a restaurant. Mm-hmm. So other for a restaurant, that's a game changer for us. So,
sure.
So we can't, quote, sell food. So everything that we have to do has got to be educational in nature. So you could bring your group in for a, quote, class,
right?
And then you can eat your homework. So it would be a hands-on class, social network during our classes. And I say this carefully, but the guys are allowed to bring their own beer, wine, pop, or water. So it's Saturday afternoon,
sure.
Barbecuing and grilling. When we have the corporate events and we do private events, because we do have – like you could put together a group of 6 to 20 people, come to our location and have a private event.
Sure. Well, that's good. So did you ever have anybody cook something that was totally inedible?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
That's in the future.
We're working on it.
We're working on it like that. What's your biggest joy of doing that?
Biggest joy is the feedback after the people have taken, especially the 101 class. Everybody thinks, even the guys that have been growing for 15 years, they say they think they know it all. They come in, and then you get the feedback a couple weeks later, and they say, you know, Stu, we tried one of these tips and tried one of that. You know, we've got a Traeger. We've got a XYZ, you know, smoker.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. We just improved our our end result dramatically.
Sure. Do you have some of the people that come in for that 101 class that actually honestly don't know the difference between like barbecue smoking or the different types of grills? I mean, are they that much of an entry level type person, or
let's put it this way. 70% of the purchasers of our classes are the women sending the men who think they know what they're doing.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. So the women are looking for better results and we get the feedback from them. That was the best class I ever sent my husband to. Best class I ever sent my boyfriend to. Yeah.
What's the biggest thing you can cook? You said you did a brisket. I mean, you guys also, can you do hogs and stuff?
We do. We start the year out. Our very first event, which is usually the third Saturday in March, is we do a pig out. We do a whole hog, and it's an all-day event. Starts at 8 o'clock in the morning, then we do lunch. We do the prime rib lunches, and then we have a little snack in the afternoon. And then if you come to the pig class, then you're allowed to bring two other, quote, students in about 5 o'clock to help you eat your homework.
How come you don't weigh 450 pounds? I mean, I know you're eating proteins, but really, I mean,
I'm married to a Filipino. Thursday through Sunday is barbecue. Monday through Thursday is noodles.
Noodles and rice?
Noodles and rice and
pho. Oh, my God. All right. I wanted to say hi to a couple of our affiliates, by the way, KWRO and Coos Bay and KMED. In Medford here on the Radio Northwest Network, I'm a big guy anyway, but I swear, Stu, I'd weigh 500 pounds at your place.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned something that's kind of interesting is a lot of people come in for the initial class, okay, mm-hmm. the 101 class. All right, and then we kind of separate you into two groups after that. All right, then we have a steak class and a seafood class. And the steak class is probably the number one steak class in the country. And then we have a seafood class, and that's for the gas grilling guys. So once you've been to the initial class, we're going to separate you out and move you forward. For the smoker guys, we're going to move you over to smoking 201, and that's where we're going to do the porchetta, and we're going to take you into the championship-type ribs if you want to go out and compete.
Do you have a lot of people that have actually stepped up from your school and then gone on to some local competitions, maybe the Pacific Northwest Barbecue Association?
And last September, I taught the 201 class in the Bay Area in September. And the guy went out using a little tweak of the Myron Mixon recipe we taught him, and he went and won the San Jose rib competition.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Good for him. He got his picture up on the board and stuff? Huh?
No, and he hasn't won anything since. But he's competed in a lot because he thought it was pretty hot stuff. But yeah. And he was. He was a really cool guy. But he did win, and that was his first competition and his only win so far.
Oh, man. That's good stuff, though. All right, we're going to take another break here in a minute. I want to tell you about a couple things that are coming up on the old agenda. If you're in Florida coming up next week, you're at the Lakeland Pig Festival. Of course, that's in Lakeland, Florida. That is a KCBS. I'm thinking radio now. That's a competition there. And if you're going down to Australia, they've got the Yaks, Y-A-K-S, Sydney Barbecue Festival. That's going on the 29th and 30th. So we're going to be back with more with Stu here and more Barbecue Nation right after this.
It's a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Now, with Barbecue Nation, here's JT on FM News 101.
Welcome back to the Nation. That would be Barbecue Nation here on KXL and the Radio Northwest Network. We've got Stu McMullen from the Northwest Barbecue and Grilling School in Vancouver. I wanted to tell you folks, if you want to send us an email, it's Barbecue Nation. And I should clarify that now. I've been here long enough. That's the letters BBQ, the word nation. I think some people have had trouble with that. So it's barbecuenation@kxl.com. If you've got a recipe you want to send us, it is recipes@kxl.com. Also, I forgot something in the last segment. The 4th annual Winter Blues Rib Rally in Vancouver, up in your neck of the woods, comes up at the end of the month on the 28th there. So you can look that up, the Winter Blues Rib Rally in Vancouver. If you want to go sample some food or you want to compete, you can do whatever you want to do. we were talking about the Eagles. I was talking about the Eagles, you know. First time I saw them was in Portland, 1972. They were the opening band for Joe Cocker. Yeah, that was pretty interesting. Later on, I saw him in concert. Joe Cocker opened for them. That was in Los Angeles. So there you go. So, Stu, how much does it cost to go to your school? I mean, we're going to give them the website and all that stuff. But
yeah. If you, the initial class, you're going to definitely look for it on Groupon or Living Social and so forth. So you're, I think it's on Living Social, they have it for sale between $69 and $75 for the six-hour class. So definitely reasonable. The step up, and I call it date night, is because we do our steak class and our seafood classes at night. And that's more of, it's an event. It's, it's most of the people have been to the other classes. They all know each other. So you bring your wife, come on over. It's date night, bring your buddies. And the seafood class runs $60 per head for the four-hour class. And the steak class is $65 per head.
But you're providing the food too, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Which, but is it BYOB though?
It is. It is. And as I say, that those two classes are more of a pretty cool date night. Then we have a rash of our other classes that we teach, which are a lot of fun. We just did the tailgating classes, getting ready for the football playoffs. That runs like $39 for the four-hour class. We have a holiday class that is unbeatable because we do like four different turkeys. We do the prime ribs and the whole nine yards. And that's priced like our 101 class. Mm-hmm. And we only do that toward the end of the year as we get toward the holidays. And that's like $79 for a six-hour class. Pretty unbelievable.
But you get to eat your own prime rib and turkey and stuff.
Get to eat your homework.
There you go. All right. So here's the part of the show where some people will cringe. I don't think you will. It's our lightning round. Are you prepared for this?
Well, I'm a slow lightning guy. So
yeah, I think you're prepared. Okay. Let's go. Okay, Stu McMullen, head honcho at Northwest Barbecue and Grilling School. It is your lightning round today. Which is easier to cook in winter, beef or pork?
Pork.
Okay. Do you have a favorite winter comfort food?
I do.
And you want to share that with us?
Chili.
Chili, okay.
Homemade chili.
What's the worst thing about grilling or barbecuing in the winter? Worst thing?
The rain and cleanup.
Okay. And what's the best thing about grilling or barbecuing in the winter?
You're by yourself.
You're by yourself. Okay. Yeah, nobody wants to go outside with you.
Nobody wants to go outside with you.
The biggest problem for grills this time of year that people just don't seem to get. Yeah.
Rust and cover up. And if you have a pellet smoker, understanding that your pellets will explode on you if they're sitting in the hopper too long, so you need to vacuum them out.
And they go bleh, turn into bleh.
Dust, and then you've got your hopper that's all full of dust, and your machine's not working.
Yeah. What is the best day for Stu McMullen contained for activities?
Wednesdays.
Yeah, but what does it contain?
Wednesday activities?
Yeah.
Cooking something different. Okay. Pulling out a recipe or giving a book to my stepson and say, let's find something, let's try it.
Who would you like to cook for you? If you could choose one person in the world, who would you have cook for you?
Who would I have cook for me? Probably Ken Alder, one of the chefs up at the Alexis in Seattle.
Okay. One person you wish you'd never met. Ex-wives don't, or ex-husbands don't count.
No, I can't say that name on radio. I get shot.
I was going to give it a try.
You know who that was.
Give it a try. Okay, let's go to something positive here. Was Santa good to you?
Santa was.
Anything fun?
Yeah, my stepson actually is a pretty cool kid, age 17, and he didn't think we had any or enough decorations in our yard. So he surprised us with some cool decorations so our house would look... He got to understand, he's from the Philippines. They never had anything.
Sure.
So he wanted our house to look like it, and he took it upon himself to use the money he earned by a grill tech at the barbecue school and bought decorations for...
Very cool.
Yep.
Okay, favorite band or musical group?
Moody Blues.
Okay. Favorite beverage in winter?
Vodka.
Ever cooked in the snow in your underwear?
I have.
How was
and
it?
And less.
And less.
It turned out fine.
It turned out fine. Chili?
Yes, it was after a few vodkas.
Okay. All right, well, then you probably didn't care anyway. And finally, the best advice for weekend warriors at the grill.
Know the temperature of when your protein is done.
That's my man right there, Stu McMullen. You passed. We'll give him an A today. And that's it for the lightning round here on the Barbecue Nation. one thing you just touched on, and I think it's very important, thermometers, temperature. I get hit with it all the time. You get hit with it. You know, just in conversation, I see guys at the meat counters, at the stores, they'll give them good advice, you know, get this to 130 degrees, get this to 165 degrees, whatever it is. But sometimes they look at you, the customer is looking at them, I should say, and it's like, okay, but I don't have a good thermometer. Or I don't know, you know, can I use my candy thermometer or what do I do here? What do you recommend for people?
First rule, if you're going to sear something, never have a thermometer near your grill. If your grill's over 400 degrees, there's not a thermometer that is near your grill. It's in your pocket, and it's a fold-out instant-read thermometer. And that's where you're going to use if you're going to sear something and you're not going to check the temperature of that meat on the grill. You're going to pull it off and check it when it's off so you get the true temperature of your protein that you're cooking. If I'm smoking something, I must know two temperatures. I have to know my surface temperature, and I have to know the temperature of the meat that I'm smoking. So I have two thermometers or a dual probe thermometer.
Sure.
But I'm under 400 degrees if I'm smoking, so I can have thermometers on my grill. But no thermometers on a grill if it's over 400 degrees. If I'm under 400 degrees, number one, if I'm smoking, I got to know two temperatures. The other one is most guys who use gas grills cook at way too hot a temperature. The default temperature of an oven is 350 degrees. The default temperature of a grill should start at 350 degrees unless you're searing something. And then you can tone it up or down for there.
I like it because the last few years, you know, the gas grills have put in little searing stations.
Wonderful searing
stations. And you can use that, and then you can go back. If you ever look at any of my recipes and stuff, I put in there, use it on a medium-high heat. Not a high heat, not a scalding, you know, searing, scorching, blowtorch type heat, but a medium-high heat, especially after you've seared it, because in my book, that will get you what you want.
I'm going to put a comment in there. If I'm searing a steak or searing something, I only sear one side, dry it out. I have my grill set up hot, hot, low, and off. I sear on the hot side, and then I flip it to the low side. If it's taking too long, I can always slide it toward the heat. But I only sear on one side if my meat is less than 2 inches thick. It'll dry out.
Well, and you see that a lot. I mean, you see it a lot in people when you go to people's houses. Of course, probably like you, and I don't know if you do this, but I get invited to people's houses. They want you to cook, you know. And it's like, this is why you invited me. You didn't, for my charming personality and wit, you actually wanted me to cook for you. So, you know, that's... I totally agree.
Now, I'm lucky enough. I've taught my 17 to cook, so I pass that on. Oh, you wanted me to cook? No, I'm giving it to Seth.
My daughter was really getting into it, but then, hell, she moved to Seattle and went to college, and I haven't seen her much. So, you know, I can't do that anymore.
I'm lucky.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are there. That's good. How far in advance should people try to well, we're going to take a break, and we'll get that when we come back, okay? We're going to be back more with Stu McMullen here on Barbecue Nation. Do not go away. She was terminally pretty. She held him up and he held her for ransom in the heart of the cold city. He had a nasty reputation as a cruel dude. They said he was ruthless, said he was cruel. They had one thing in common. The sun was sinking.
As they came to town to face another show. It's Barbecue Nation with Jeff Tracy. The lawmen
cleared the people. That would be Doolin Dalton's there at the Eagles off their Desperado album. And that is my little tribute here in the studio today for Glenn Frey, because then there's a great line in that song that says, four men ride out and only three ride back. So he put out some great music. Anyway, on a happier note, We've got Stu McMullen here from Northwest Barbecue and Grilling School in Vancouver with us. And before we go back to school, I want to say hi to my friends down at Barclays. They've got some great specials going on. Stop by them down there in Woodburn on 99E. Walk in and say hi to Mark or to Jamie. Make them give you something special. Okay, now we can get back to barbecue here. Reverse searing. We were talking about that at the break.
Hey, reverse searing is absolutely phenomenal, especially for you guys who've got a pellet smoker. One of the nicest way to do, especially a ribeye, go out to Costco, go to one of your meat guys that have that
carry
your school.
Yeah.
Have them cut a nice, and I like to do a nice 1.5-inch ribeye steak, and reverse searing it is a phenomenal way to give your steak the smoke flavor and then give it some taste and texture by searing it. So the way we do that is basically we're going to put some oil on the steak. Don't be using olive oil or anything like that. Use a high-end oil that doesn't burn. Your olive oils, rice bran oil, avocado oil, high-end burn point oil. Put a little oil in there, put whatever you like to put on your steak, and put it in your smoker, about 220 degrees for your surface temperature. Put in a thermometer and smoke it until your steak gets to be a nice 95 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Then you take it over and finish it off on whatever you have for a high-intensity cooking. If you don't have anything else, go out and finish it off in the oven on an iron skillet for
sure.
All I care. But I like to finish it off on some nice charcoal with some smoke model type of grill. Like mm-hmm. you were saying, you've got one of the newer...
The black olive pellet grills. Yeah,
pellet grills. I may use just a little charcoal grill. Or last weekend we used a actual chimney, charcoal chimney, because mm-hmm. that's all we had. And so we filled up a charcoal chimney, gets to 1,100 degrees, so we smoked our steaks till we got to 95 degrees and then seared them off. Steak comes out phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, that really works. I was telling you at the break, my wife told me the first time Steve Reichland was on the show, and she said, well, you've been doing that for years, but we just never called it reverse searing. I said, I don't know. Well, yeah, I guess. I'm always messing around with stuff. I'm always tinkering with what I do, how I do it, checking to make sure this still works or if I was delusional or whatever. And that's good because that's the business I'm in and that's the world we live in. But I'm never completely 100% satisfied. I'm not dissatisfied, but I always think there's one more thing I can check out, one more thing I can find out.
You know? One more taste bud I can get in my mouth to explode.
Yeah.
Going back to the reverse sear for a second, the reason for reverse searing, folks, by the way, is the idea behind there is what you're doing is you're drying out the surface, the top and the bottom surface of your steak. The searing is what gives you your taste and texture. We used to talk about locking in the juices.
Mm-hmm.
That's an old guy's philosophy. Not true. When you put a camera in the steak, you find out we're not doing anything at all to the juices. So what we're doing when we're reverse searing the steak is we're drying out the top and the bottom of the surface. So then when we actually go over and sear it, it gives you better taste and texture.
Yep, that's what you need. That's what I like.
That's what I like.
Yeah. I remember the first time a friend of mine actually put a big T-bone in a cast iron skillet. And did that, and then this thing, we had it cut special. It was more like a roast than it was a real steak. But he seared it like that, and then we went out and put it on the barbecue, the gas barbecue. This was 30 years ago. And I went, wow, that's pretty trick, you know?
It's a great trick.
It's a great trick.
All right, here's my tip of the day really quick.
Okay.
Okay, for a pork chop or one side of a dry scallop, all right, take a mixture, 1/2 teaspoon of anchovy paste, 1/2 teaspoon of honey, put it on top of your pork chop. When you sear it, you'll actually get grill marks.
There you go.
Only sear one side.
There you go.
Tip of the day.
Now, real quick, because we've only got about a minute left, how far in advance do people need to make reservations or sign up for the school? I mean, it's not
starting in the springtime, you need to be signing up in February for the March and April classes. Summer is a hit and miss, and then in the fall, you better have signed up a couple months in advance.
Okay. Stu McMullen from the Northwest Barbecue and Grilling School in Vancouver. We will put your website link on our website here at KXL at the Barbecue Nation, and we will do that. Thank you for being with us today.
Hey, thank you for having me in.
Okay, we've got McGarry, and he's out in the back mixing up margaritas as we speak. I'd like to say thank you to David and to Miss Kayleen for joining us one last time. And, of course, Stu for being with us today. That goes without saying. We'll be back next week. You can check out our website at KXL.com. See you later, folks.